The homilies or sermons contained in these podcasts were delivered by Deacon Joe Dietz, a permanent deacon serving at Christ the King Catholic Church in South Bend, Indiana, a parish of the Diocese of Fort Wayne, South Bend. Each homily is preceded by the reading on which it was based. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to Thomas, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you know me, then you will also know my Father. From now on, you do know him and have seen him." Philip said to him, "Master, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us." Jesus said to him, "Have I been with you for so long a time, and you still do not know me, Philip? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? The words that I speak to you, I do not speak on my own. The Father who dwells in me is doing his works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. Or else believe because of the works themselves. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever believes in me will do the works that I do, and will do greater ones than these, because I am going to the Father. Whatever you ask in my name, I will do, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything of me in my name, I will do it." The Gospel of the Lord. One of my all-time favorite commercials was a Volkswagen commercial that aired during the Super Bowl in 2011. It involved a small boy dressed up in a Darth Vader suit. You know, Darth Vader, that powerful character in the Star Wars movies that used to channel this energy called the Force. Anyway, this small boy was covered head to toe, full mask and helmet, walking around his house and making hand gestures toward different household items in an attempt to turn them on or make them move by using his Force. Nothing is happening, and the kid is getting discouraged when his father arrives home and parks his new Volkswagen Passat in the driveway. His dad goes into the house. The boy starts gesturing toward the car, as before, trying to get it to start. And after a few attempts, all of a sudden, it starts. The little boy jumps back, startled. Then the camera shows the boy's father inside the house, having operated the remote start button for the car, winking at the mom, who is also watching with him through the window. The scene closes with the boy looking back and forth between the car and the house in disbelief. This commercial came to mind as I was reading the part in the gospel where Jesus says, "If you ask anything of me in my name, I will do it." Because I can remember on several occasions reading this line growing up and putting it to the test with negative results. You know, saying, "In Jesus' name, give me a new baseball glove," or "In Jesus' name, give me a pizza," and then nothing would happen. But of course, in what is a learning and maturing process for all Christians, we hopefully at some point come to realize it's not that simple. Just as the boy putting on the Darth Vader suit did not give him the power to start the car, putting on a Christian suit by saying the name of Jesus, but not acting as if we truly believe in him, does not a follower make. For just as the car's starting power came from the boy's father and not the suit, so the power to grant whatever we ask comes from the Father, who is in the Son, through the Son, who is in the Father. And the power to do the works that Jesus did, and even greater ones, to ask for anything in Jesus' name and have it given, comes from our belief in him. A belief that is not simply saying his name in a request, but a belief that is life-changing. A belief that centers our lives around the Father, Son, and Spirit, and focuses on knowing, loving, and serving them. It is then that dwelling in Jesus, as our hearts and minds are changed and conformed to his, that whatever we ask of him in his name is requested not for our satisfaction, but as a means to do his will. And the answer to those requests, whether they be miracles or consolation and peace in the miracle's absence, will be by his divine action and for the Father's glory. Now, one might say, well, sure, but what you're saying is if we give up our free will to think like him and act like him, dying to ourselves to live in him, then he will give us what we ask, because we will be asking for what he wants us to have. Exactly. That's it. And the first thing he wants to give us is the power to believe in him more fully, surrender to him more completely, and trust in him more totally. Because it is in doing so that the divine force will truly be with us. For questions or comments on this homily, write to Deacon Joe 2017 at gmail.com.